My grandfather, Demetrio Vegas, a wise man. Demetrio Vegas Villarroel, my grandfather, was born in Castronuño, Valladolid, on December 17, 1940, in Rascaviejas Street. His parents, my great-grandparents, were called Demetrio and Encarna. She was a plump woman, with curly hair and light brown eyes. She had few wrinkles on her face, although she died when she was 89 years. She also had a great sense of humor. She was a housewife, took care of her children, fed the animals like a pig and some hens. Encarna divided her time between home and farm tasks. She even cut barley and wheat ears, which provided nutrients for the winter. Her husband was also a hard-working man and an excellent father. He worked on the railway construction, the building of the Duero River Reservoir in Castronuño, as a farmer and other different jobs. Both of them were originally from Castronuño. Demetrio Vegas, my grandfather, was a baby boomer. He was born in Spain after the Spanish Civil War, when our country was a developing country. His parents had 7 children, but 2 of them died before 1 year because of bronchitis. Little Demetrio was the only male of the family. He had 4 sisters, so he got used to contribute to the family income when he was only 7 years old, while his sisters did the household tasks. Demetrio was 2 years younger than Luisa, the oldest sibling, and 3 years older than Goya. But his favorite sister was Carmina, the youngest, because she was so tender. He cared for her with love. My grandfather didn't know his paternal grandparents. One of them had died of appendicitis because there were no antibiotics at that time. On the other hand, he still remembers one of his grandmothers. As a child, he grew up in a small house with a couple of rooms. 2 or 3 siblings would share the same bed. This was common in Spain in the 1940s. There was only one bulb at home, and it was located in the kitchen. Of course, they didn't have TV, but they would listen to an old radio on a wooden shelf. He remembers the chimney because he could look at the sky through the fireplace. Immediately after the Spanish Civil War, the economic circumstances in Spain weren't good, and Demetrio had to do without many things he needed. Consequently, he was very excited in Christmas when they ate rooster or rabbit on Christmas Eve. They also bought oranges, chestnuts, or almonds as desserts. What is clear is that children didn't celebrate birthday as they do now. And they didn't spend their holidays on the beach or travel around the world. In spite of it, they felt happy. Castronuño was a village in Valladolid of about 3,000 inhabitants in the 1940s and 1950s. There were some small shops in the village where they used to buy goods. They had an orchard where they would collect apples, cherries, other fruits and many different vegetables. Furthermore, every winter the pig slaughter was provide them with sausages. They also used to eat their own hen's eggs. There were no shopping centers. Neither were plastic bags used, and pollution wasn't a problem. In fact, they took care of environment. They used to use the remains of food for feeding pigs and hens. The economic problems of the family didn't allow them to buy textbooks, like most of Spanish people in the 1940s. He didn't have the encyclopedia that they used as a textbook. He had a single notebook. However, he loved going to school. His first teacher, Mr. Julia, an adorable old woman, taught him reading, writing, and doing accounts. His next teacher, Mr. Santos, was also the mayor of the village. Children of different sects were separated at school. Each sex had its own classrooms and a different playground. The children would drink a glass of powdered milk at school every morning. At a young age, he did not have bullying problems, but there were 2 guys older than him who used to take the pencils away from children. He had little free time because he had to contribute to the family's income. In any case, he was much busier in summer than in winter due to the tasks of the field, harvest. Occasionally, he laughed at his neighbors, such as throwing an old bulb against the door of a house. At school, the children used to play catch and hide and seek on the playground. His parents used to tell their children funny stories when they all got together at night. Demetrio wanted to become an actor. He was impressed by the cinema. He didn't have chores at home. Sometimes, when his mother asked him for help, he would sweep the floor. In his later years, he attended school during his childhood, but he hardly went to school during adolescence because he had to contribute to the family income. Consequently, he can't say which his favorite or less favorite subjects were. Anyway, he was so interested in knowledge that he was self-taught. Later, he attended night schools for adults to prepare his exams to become a Guardia Civil. Meanwhile, he was still working on the field. His sisters went to the city to work as shop assistants, hairdressers. His group of friends included both boys and girls. They used to go together to the cinema and to dance pasodobles. Demetrio began dating when he was 18. His girlfriend, Lauren, later became his wife. Many years later, at the age of 18, he did the military service. He stayed in La Rubia Quarter in Valladolid for more than 1 year. He trained a lot physically during 1 year and he prepared the subjects to access the Civil Guard: arithmetic, geometry, algebra, geography and history, grammar and spelling, legislation, etc. Every day he would do jumps or run. At the age of 21, he got it. 9 of his friends did these exams too, but 4 of them didn't pass them. Demetrio obtained the best qualifications of his group. Shortly after this, he traveled to Sabadell in Barcelona, where he went to the military academy to complete his training. Throughout his professional life, he has had many destinations. He had to change his residence each time he ascended. That was the hardest thing for him and his family. He has lived in Barcelona, Valladolid, La Bañeza and Astorga, León, Vitoria, Mieres in Asturias, etc. Although he started studying French, he was never able to speak it. He fell in love with Lauren, a beautiful and nice woman who was 4 years younger than him. She was also born in Castronuño. They married on August 10, in 1967. And they moved to Barcelona, where they spent 4 years. Lauren was, and she is still, the only woman in his life. Sometimes they get angry, but they adore each other. Demetrio thinks that seriously relationships are more difficult today than in the past. Demetrio has an only daughter, Margarita. She's my mom. The baby was born at home because there weren't enough time to go to the hospital, so he was present at the childbirth. He even helped in the delivery. And he was the first person who saw the baby, took her in his arms, washed her and dressed her. Demetrio didn't like being a strict father. He preferred to talk to his daughter. He was always very aware of Margarita's education and he was proud of her the day she became a doctor. He's always saying, "My only objective is to show you the values of the family." His first car, a yellow seat 127 model car, was for him an object of sentimental value, but he sold it 3 or 4 years ago because he isn't able to drive now. He is nearly 78 and his sight, hearing and reflexes aren't so good now. Therefore, driving can be dangerous for him and for other drivers. Many years later, something provided him a great satisfaction: the birth of his grandson, Fernando. Both of them used to do many activities together. He taught the child reading, writing and math. But he also used to go with him to the park, They would play football together. In fact, he loves his grandson. Spain has changed a lot since he was young. December 6, in 1978, was a special date for Spanish people. The Constitution. Spain became a parliamentary monarchy, a democracy after 40 years of dictatorship. And the world has also changed a lot since he was young. Computers and mobile phones are inventions which are difficult to manage for him. As I see, his greatest achievement is the love of his family.